Yes, yes, yes. Brianna Pope, you are program director for SBK.
Yep.
Coordinator, excuse me. Make sure I get her title right. Put some respect on her name.
On her name, please do that.
She is here to talk about. Let us know what you're here to talk about.
Here to talk about the state of the community coming up in October.
October. When it? Okay. So let's, Bree. Let's talk like we don't even know who each other are. How long have you been affiliated and working with SBK?
I've been working with SBK since the beginning of the summer, and I've been doing the social justice work with Quentin for about a year and a half.
Year and a half. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing you at the rally, Black Lives Matter rally. You gave besides you and Janessa just gave speeches that was just so heartfelt that it really made you think, you know, like, hey, this is a serious problem.
Oh, thank you.
Talk about that speech and what, you know, what gave you the guts to do it and get up there. And did you write it? Did you freestyle it?
I wrote it. I finished writing it a few minutes before I was supposed to speak. It was sort of my first debut into Hudson and of working with SBK and of saying my commitment to the community. And so I wrote it, but that's my first passion is writing, and I've been writing more about the experiences of Black women and how they relate to me and how together we can do the work of this movement.
Okay. So tell everybody about the state of community, what exactly it is, and what is going to happen this year.
Sure. So the State of the Community will be October 9th from 5 to 7 at Shiloh Baptist. And we're going to have performances from the youth, the teenagers that completed the summer program of the Social Justice Leadership Academy down at Kite's Nest. And we're going to have a keynote speaker, Dr. Richard Smith,
mm-hmm.
speak to us. And then we're going to open it up to the community and have a forum about where we are really as a community and where to go from here.
Yeah, this is a great event. I mean, every year it's been better, better, and better. Like I said, at one point, Slay Diddy actually hosted. He was the, you know, he ran the whole thing, and he did great. With everything going on in the news and in the papers about, you know, different members of SBK, how hard is it to stay focused to the mission? Because SBK is not an individual, you know, right. It's a group of people and that stand for so much, and they want to, you know, complete a mission. How hard is it, or is it hard at all to stay, you know, focused on the mission?
Well, everyone at SBK is committed to the mission. And so despite personal conflicts or personal distresses, we understand that the work must continue. We have to keep going. And while we have to support and hold each other, there is an understanding that we can't. There is no room to slow down.
No, not at all. No room. Kite's Nest, you mentioned Kite's Nest.
Yeah.
Talk about Kite's Nest and the partnership that they have with SBK.
So SBK and Kite's Nest do a couple of things together. Most prominently, we do the Social Justice Leadership Academy, and we run Space 101, which is starting this Thursday and every Thursday from 4 to 7. So we do those two things together really to provide a space for the youth of Hudson to have a place to go so they can do things and also become empowered and really grow into leaders of the community.
Mm-hmm. And they've been cooperating, they've been working hard, and mm-hmm. I actually was at the Social Justice Leadership graduation, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
What is the date of the State of the Community?
October 9th.
October 9th?
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday, yeah, it's always on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at Shiloh Baptist?
Yes.
Anything else you want to tell us about what's going on? Go ahead, Ray, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to ask, you seem pretty young, so yeah. I wanted to ask what made you get into, you know, being so involved in your community, and you spoke about women empowerment and just empowering the community. What made you inspired to be a part of something like that?
Well, so I graduated high school a little bit early,
okay.
And I sort of knew that I wanted to be a part of the community, and I wanted to focus on empowering my people. I met the founder of SBK, and he was really a mentor for me as I was the president of the Black Student Union at my college, and trying to organizing among real rough racial tensions at my school, and so trying to pull everyone together and pull together a solid community that's really willing to work towards building better relationships with other people is hard when you go to a liberal arts school and there's only five of us.
Gotcha.
And so really I worked to organize that, and so under that mentorship I developed a relationship with the founder, and then wanted to keep doing the work here.
So pretty much seeing that tension going through college and having that mentor kind of opened that door, and now here you are.
And I think that the work that SBK was doing really was in line with how I feel at the core of me, of empowering and bridging gaps, and really questioning why these gaps even exist in the first place. And living in a small town, you can really dig your heels in, you can do the work, and you can see results, but you have to do the work.
Much respect.
What about some of the topics that's ongoing right now? Let's say we talk about the Colin Kaepernick. How do you feel about Colin Kaepernick and taking the stance that he has taken?
I support him. I think it's ridiculous that we're sort of upset with him for taking a knee. It's not a song that is a national anthem for everyone, and I feel causes oppression and why are we still singing it? Like why aren't we questioning the roots of the song, the history behind the song, the meaning of it, what the intention behind, like who the author is? Why are, as a country, are we saying no, this is for everyone, this is for all of our citizens, when it was written when like most of the country wasn't a citizen, when there wasn't that respect there? So how can someone be like, why aren't you standing for this? Why am I going to continue to pledge my allegiance to a system that's oppressing me?
As far as some of the naysayers are saying, he's being disrespectful to the military and to the people that fight for the rights that we all live by. How do you feel about that?
I think I'm going to go with some of the feelings of the 60s, right? Like how are you going to send someone overseas to protect something when you don't even give them that right at home? Like when you don't protect someone at home, when you don't protect your own citizens, but you're going to... But you want me to give up my life? Protect me, too.
Mm. Okay.
I don't think it's... My parents are in the military. Respect to the military. But at a certain point, like, who is protecting who also, and who...
Do you think people have... even with the Colin Kaepernick situation, you hear a lot of people, like you said, it's disrespectful to the nation, this and the third. Do you think people put more value in the nation as opposed to citizens? And if you do, how do you feel about it?
Absolutely. It's pretty great if your body gets recognized as a citizen. Not so great for everyone whose body is being erased or shot down. We have to work towards a mode where everyone is, if you're American, you're a citizen, point blank. Mm-hmm. Like, you get rights, you get protection, you get all of these things.
One of my last questions is, what is your take on the uneven amount of young Black men and women being gunned down by police officers? As a young Black woman, what is your take on that? Do you feel nervous if you're driving and all of a sudden the lights go on? What is your take?
I feel nervous if I just hear a random siren in the song. It's very it's startling, and I just recently got my license because I kind of was nervous. I don't ever want to be pulled over. I don't ever want to see anyone like interact with that. And I think it's just such a scary situation that I don't understand how it's not an inherently obvious thing. I feel like everyone should kind of realize what's going on here and be like, hey, we need to do the work to end this. We need to really question our values and our morals, and how come everyone is letting this happen?
Yep, I agree. So you said Sunday, what date?
October 9th.
October 9th. 7 o'clock?
From 5 to 7.
5 to 7. I knew 7 was in there somewhere. Now, some of this I have to pretend like I don't know, because you guys all know that I'm on the board of SBK, but I'm also the host right now. So, you know, mm-hmm. It's only fair that I, you know, I play host in this position. But so 5 to 7 at Shallow Baptist. And you said the keynote speaker is
Richard Smith.
Yep,
Dr. Richard Smith.
Dr. Richard Smith, and he's a, I guess he's a Hudson native. I don't know mm-hmm. if he was born and raised in Hudson, but I know he has family here. He's been here a lot, and it's just going to be a great event. It always has. Slay, I mean, you're here. You had a chance to be a part of that, one of the stated communities.
I was part of both.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I spoke at the first one, and then I hosted the second. One, and I just think it's a great event, and you know, it's just great that I was listening in as I stepped out, and that there's going to be community input and stuff like that in the discussion on our own community, and I think that part is going to be huge.
So
you know, I'm going to make sure I'm there, and you know, giving my support and my input and whatever is needed, and I just, you know, this is one of my favorite events of the year.
Yeah. All right, Bree, I mean, any last things you want to say? Any other programs that you have going on that you might want to get out there? Go ahead.
So I will be having a Girls Power program, so for girls 8 to 10. And a little bit later on in the year, it'll be 8 to 14. But it's going to be at the Youth Center every Wednesday and Friday from 3 to 6. So if any girls want to sign up or talk to me about joining Girls Power or just would like to hang out, I'm always available, and you can find me on the SBK website.
Cool. Anything else?
I think I'm all set.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by, and thanks for joining us in our discussions. And as you already know, you can come by whenever you get ready, mm-hmm. even if you just want to come by and say hi, or if you have an event that's going on. And thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right.